Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 66, Pondraka, the false Vasudev, text 20.
Srimad Bhagavatam, dešimta giesmė, 66 skyrius, apsišaukėlis Pondraka, 20 post.
Tya jayeshye.
Tya jayeshye.
Bidhanam.
Bidhanam.
Me.
Yat.
Twayagya.
Twayagya.
Mrisha.
Mrisha.
Dritam.
Dritam.
Vrajami.
Vrajami.
Sharanam.
Sharanam.
Te. Ya yadi
yadi
nechami
nechami
samyuga
samyuga
tya tya jayeshe bidhanam me
ya jayeshe bidhanam me
Yatvayagya mrishadrita
Yatvayagya mrishadrita
Vrajami sharanam tedya
Vrajami sharanam tedya
Yadi nechami samyuga
Yadi nechami samyuga
Tyajayeshe bidhanam me
Tyajayeshe bidhanam me
Yatvayagya mrishadrita
Vrajami
sharanam tedya
Vrajami sharanam tedya
Yadi nechami samyuga
Yadi nechami samyuga
Tyajayeshe bidhanam me
Tyajayeshe bidhanam me
Yatvayagya mrishadrita
Yatvayagya mrishadrita
Vrajami sharanam tedya
Vrajami sharanam tedya
Yadi nechami samyuga
Yadi nechami samyuga
Yashunti mini babanti shtanya swami maharaj ki
Jai
Devnath Prabhu ki
Jai
Okay, Prajna, I'll start. Please, someone chant the Sanskrit.
Yajayishye vidhanam me
Yajayishye vidhanam me
Yatva yagyam rishadritam
Yatva yagyam rishadritam
Rajami sharanam tedya
Rajami sharanam tedya
Yadine chami samyugam
Yadine chami samyugam
Jai Jayashye vidhanam me
Jayashye vidhanam me
Yatva yagyam rishadritam
Yatva yagyam rishadritam
Rajami sharanam tedya
Rajami sharanam tedya
Yadini chami samyugam
Yadini chami samyugam
One more. You sure?
Yajayishye vidhanam me
Yajayishye vidhanam me
Yatvayagyam rishadritam
Yatvayagyam rishadritam
Rajami sharanam tedya
Rajami sharanam tedya
Yadinechami samyugam
Yadinechami samyugam
Mataji's
Yajayishye vidhanam me
Yadvayagya mrishadritam
Yadvayagya mrishadritam
Rajami sharanam tedya
Rajami sharanam tedya
Yadine chami samyugam
Yadine chami samyugam
Tya jayeshye
Tya jayeshye
You read the
Приветствую тебя, Иштижати.
Абидханам.
Абидханам.
Барда.
Me.
Mana.
Ya.
Ya.
Kuris.
Twaya.
Tadim.
Agya.
Agya.
Okli.
Okli.
Mrisha.
Mrisha.
Melagingri.
Melagingri.
Dritam.
Dritam.
Pasisavintas.
Pasisavintas.
Prajami.
Prajami.
Ashkesu.
Ashkesu.
Шарана,
Преглобшича,
Те,
Таво,
Адья,
Адья,
Шендин,
Яди,
Яди,
Яйгу,
Яйгу,
На Иччами,
Не трогшту,
Не трогшту,
Сам Югам,
Сам Югам,
Муша,
Муша.
Translation. O fool, now I shall make you renounce my name, which you have falsely assumed. And I will certainly take shelter of you if I do not wish to fight you.
Vertimas. Kvailas žmogau, aš priversiu tave atsisakyti begėriškai pasisavinto mano vardo. Jei atsisakysiu kautis su tavim, tai reikš, kad tau nusilenkiu.
Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes as follows. Now, Pondraka, I shall force you to give up this false representation. You wanted me to surrender unto you. Now, this is your opportunity. We shall now fight. And if I am defeated and you become victorious, I shall certainly surrender unto you.
Komentaras. Šla Prabhupada taip rašo savo komentaruose. Dabar, Pondraka, priversiu tave liautis apsimetinėjus. Tu norėjai, kad tau nusilenkčiau. Suteiksiu tau tokią progą. Mes kausimės, ir jei tu mane nugalėsi, aš nulenksiu prieš tave galvą.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhasya Tyadesha Tane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vanchkabhata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Padidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well, what to say? This is a very famous story.
Tai ką galiu pasakyti? Čia yra labai žinoma istorija.
Pondraka is a very famous anti-hero.
Pondraka yra labai žymus anti-herojus.
And you know, Prabhupada has been in a couple of places. He's been, well, Prabhupada, but Krishna book, Prabhupada in Krishna book has been quoted in regard to how Krishna, how it's not appreciated if someone claims to be God.
Prabhupada yra dažnai cituojamas, kaip jisai iš Krishna buko, kaip nieko gero, kas nors apsimetinėja ir sako, esant Dievas.
Of course, if you are God, that's fine.
Žinoma, jeigu tu esi Dievas, tai yra gerai.
But if you're not, it's a problem.
Bet jeigu tu nesi, tai yra problema.
And Prabhupada made some interesting comments, sort of historical, you could say, comments.
Prabhupada padarė kelis istorinius komentarus, galima sakyti.
Previously in India it used to actually be illegal to claim you were God.
Anksčiau Indijoje buvo nelegalu teikti, kad tu esi Dievas.
like we said, unless you were God, if you were God, you could say you're God, it's all right.
Jeigu tu nesi Dievas, jeigu tu esi Dievas, tu gali taip sakyti.
And you know, there's the story, famous story from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life of what was his name?
Yra žinoma istorija iš Bhaktivinoda Thakuros gyvenimo.
What was the name of that one? He was claiming to be God. Was it Bishakishen? Bishakishen was claiming to be God, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrested him for that crime.
Taigi, Bhaktivinoda Thakuro laikais Bishakishešas reiškia teigęs esąs Dievas ir Bhaktivinoda Thakurą suėmė jį už tai, nes tai buvo nusikaltimas.
Yes, you are breaking the law by claiming to be God.
Jūs pažeidinėjate įstatymus, bet teigiate, kad jūs esate Dievas.
Of course, he was doing other things too. I mean, Bishakishen, he was inciting people to rebel against the British rule.
Taigi tas Bishakishenas jis darė kitus blogus dalykus, jisai reiškias įkvipinėjo žmonės sukilti prieš Britų valdymą.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur really felt, took more seriously this idea that he was claiming to be God when he was not.
Bet Bhaktivinoda Thakur kur kas svarbiau atrodė tai, kad jisai sakė esąs Dievas, kad jis nebuvo tokiu.
But then Prabhupada goes on to make the point.
Na, Prabhupada padaro, reiškia, mintį, paprinę mintį pasako.
That nowadays it is Kali Yuga.
Kad mūsų dienomis yra Kali Yuga.
And therefore it is not illegal to claim to be God.
Taigi todėl nėra nelegalu sakyti, kad esi Dievas.
You can claim to be anybody else and it's illegal.
Tu gali teigti, kad esi bet kas kitas ir tai bus nelegalu.
But if you claim to be God, Prabhupada made the point, not only will they not arrest you, they will let you form a religious organization and give you tax exemption.
Bet jeigu tu pasakysi, kad esi Dievas, tai ne tik, kad jie nesuims tavęs, bet jie leis tavo įkurti religinę organizaciją ir dar sumažins mokesčius.
Oh, it must be Kali Yuga.
Grinai Kali Yuga.
Yes, but in these days when Krishna was present, for people to claim to be God, that was just, it was just very shocking.
Bet kai Krishna buvo čia, jeigu žmonės skydavo, kad jie yra Dievas, tai kitiems žmonėms tai buvo labai didelis šokas.
And I was reading through the previous verses in this chapter.
Ir aš skaičiau prieš tai buvusius posmus šitame skyriuje.
And, you know, if you've been following the classes, then you would know that Shukadev Goswami, right at the beginning of the chapter, expresses great amazement.
Taigi, jeigu sekite paskaitas, žinosite, kad Shukadeva Goswamis pačioje skyriaus pradžioje išreiškė nustebimą didelį.
That there was this rascal named Pondraka.
Kad buvo šitas šitai niekšas vardu Pondraka.
And he was such a rascal, he was so crazy, that he was claiming to be God.
Ir jis buvo toks niekšas, tiek išprotėjęs, kad jisai teigė visiems esąs Dievas.
And then Shukadev Goswami basically repeats, it's in the first verse, then he repeats it in the third verse.
Ir tada Shukadev Goswami tai pasako pirmoje posme, po to pakartoja trečiame.
No, yes, that's right. First and third verses. Anyway, it's okay. You already read through them.
Kaip bebūtų, jūs jau tik perskaitėt juos.
And Ashila, our BBT commentators make the point that Shukadev Goswami has repeated this more or less verbatim because he's just so astonished.
Ir mūsų BBT komentatoriai pabrėžė, kad Shukadev Goswami pasakė tai kelis kartus, nes buvo tikrai priblokštas.
How could he do that?
Kaip jis tai galėjo padaryti?
It's just like, it's too bizarre.
Tai yra per keista jau.
Someone would claim to be God, and it's just sort of, you know, we cannot relate with it at all.
Jei kažkas sako, tas Dievas, mes tiesiog negalim visiškai to suvokti, kaip tai įmanoma.
And one of our other commentators, if I remember correctly, Sanatan Goswami.
Ir dar vienas mūsų komentatorius, jei pamenu gerai, tai Sanatana Goswami.
He makes the point that Srimad Bhagavatam is such a book that there is a huge amount of information which is being sort of squeezed into the one book.
Jis sako, Srimad Bhagavatam yra tokia knyga, kurioje yra didžiulis kiekis informacijos suspaustas vienoje knygoje.
Yes. It's like the same principle as Bhagavad Gita.
Toks pat principas kaip Bhagavad Gita.
In Bhagavad Gita, all the main processes which have been presented in all the Vedic scriptures, all of them are basically reviewed very briefly.
Kaip Bhagavad Gita, visi procesai, kurie yra aprašyti vediniuose šventraščiuose, Bhagavad Gita yra, reiškia, apžvelgti labai trumpai ir greitai.
Just a few verses on each, really.
Tiesiog prie kiekvieną po kelias posmus.
Yeah. So, he makes a similar point in these purports regarding the Bhagavatam.
Taigi, šiuose komentaruose panašiai pamini ir Bhagavatam.
You might find it interesting.
Gal jums tai bus įdomu.
He says, in such a small book,
jis sako, kad tokia mažoje knygoje, kaip Srimad Bhagavatam,
to find a verse which is repeated is very unusual.
Rasti posmą, kuris yra pakartojamas, yra labai neįprasta.
Because there's so much information and it's compressed.
Kadangi yra tiek daug informacijos, kur yra taip stipriai suspausta.
Like one example is when Mother Sita is kidnapped.
Kaip vienas pavyzdys, kur mama Sita yra pagrobiama.
When Mother Sita is kidnapped, as described in the 10th chapter of the 9th canto.
Kur mama Sita yra pagrobiama, kaip yra apibūdinama dešimtame skyriuje devintos giesmės.
There is a verse or two or, not more than three, but maybe just one or two, in which Lord Ram's lamentation is described.
Yra viena, dvi, gal trys šlokos, nedaugiau trijų, gal ir viena ir dvi, yra posmai, kur aprašytas yra viešpatės Ramos
sielvartavimas.
But if you look in Ramayana, it's very different.
Bet jeigu mes pažiūrėsim Ramayana, tai yra labai visiškai kitaip.
Actually, I forget how many chapters, but it's like three or four chapters in which Lord Ram is just lamenting and lamenting and lamenting.
Ten yra trys ar keturi, aš tik nepamenu, netgi skyriai, kuriuose yra prašomas viešpatės Ramos
sielvartavimo.
Yeah, because Lord Ram was so upset.
Nes viešpats Ramo buvo toks nuliūdęs.
Yeah. It's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but in Ramayana, he threatens to destroy the universe.
Ramayana yra aprašoma, kad jisai gazina, kad sunaikins visatą.
Yeah, and it just goes on and on. It might even be as much as five chapters.
Tęsti, gal netgi kokius penkis skyrius.
Each chapter is like 100 verses.
Kiekvienas skyrius apie 100 posmų.
But in Bhagavatam, it's like one or two verses.
Bet Bhagavatam yra viena ar dvi šlokos.
It doesn't mean that something, like something is wrong with the Bhagavatam.
Tai reiškia, kažkas yra blogai su Bhagavatam.
But it's just presenting things in very essential form.
Bet jinai pateikia dalykus labai, reiškia, pagrįsdama tik esmę.
So, anyway, so Sanatana Goswami says that if in such a small book as Srimad Bhagavatam,
Sanatana Goswami sako, kad jeigu tokia maža knyga kaip Srimad Bhagavatam,
it's only about 15,000 verses.
Kurio yra viso labo tik 15,000 posmų.
Little book.
Mažytė knygutė.
How many of you have read the whole Bhagavatam?
Kas iš esančių yra perskaitęs tą Bhagavatam?
I read too. Who's read it?
Kas perskaitė Bhagavatam? Kas du kart perskaitė?
Three times.
Tris kartus.
Yeah, okay. Well, first time I read it, it took a couple of years.
Pirmą kartą, kai perskaičiau, man prireikė poros metų.
The Sangha Swami says, yeah, in such a small book as Srimad Bhagavatam, if something is repeated, then you must know it is just of such importance.
Sangha Swami sako, kad jeigu tokia maža knyga kaip Srimad Bhagavatam, jei kažkas yra pakartota du kartus, jūs turite suprasti, kokios tai svarbos.
Right. And similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, there are a few verses or a few points which are repeated.
Taip pat Bhagavad Gita yra keli posmai arba keli momentai, kurie yra pakartoti.
Like last night we read from the 14th chapter.
Kaip vakare mes skaitėme iš 14 skyriaus.
The description of the, you know, the advanced devotee.
Aprašymo pažengusio atsidavusio.
And Prabhupada doesn't mention, but I was reading either Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur or Baladev Vidyabhushan, their comments, that they were saying, this is basically a repetition of the discussion, the description of the Stita di Muni from chapter 2. So yeah. So one of the acharyas
makes,
this is basically like in essence a repetition of the description in chapter 2.
Tai yra pakartojimas esmės, kuris buvo apibūdintas antrame skyriuje.
Kartojimas, yeah. Of the what is called by Krishna in the second chapter, the Stita di Muni.
Kas, kaip Krishna sako, antrame skyriuje yra Stita di Muni.
Stita di. Stita di basically means fixed in consciousness.
Stita di reiškia įsitvirtinę sąmonėje.
And of course we know also, at least hopefully we know, that the last verse of the ninth chapter is basically repeated in chapter 18, verse 65.
Taigi mes taip pat žinome, bent turėtume žinoti, kad paskutinis devintos skyriaus posmas yra pakartojotas 18 skyriaus 65 posme.
You know that, right?
Jūs žinote tai.
Okay, thank you. But, yeah, anyway, if you don't know that, you should read Bhagavad Gita more.
Ne, jeigu to nežinote, turėtume Bhagavad Gita daugiau paskaityti.
And then, you know, like, there's a verse in, don't know, it's, what is it, third chapter, how you must do your duty.
Ir trečiame skyriuje yra posmas, kurioje teigiama, kad jūs turite atlikti savo pareigą.
If you don't do your duty voluntarily, in due course you'll be forced to do it by your nature.
Jeigu jūs savanoriškai nenorėsite atlikti savo pareigos, tai laiku bėgant jūs būsite priversti tai padaryti savo prigimties.
That verse is almost literally repeated as it is in the 18th chapter.
Šitas posmas yra praktiškai tiesiogiai pakartotas toks pat, koks yra 18 skyriuje.
Yes, so, and that's a really small book, it's only 700 verses.
O tai yra ypač maža knyga, kurioje yra 700 posmų.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's only 1,000 pages.
Tik 1,000 puslapių.
Talk about a small book.
Kalbant apie mažą knygą.
Bhagavatam is a small book, it's, I don't know, well over 10,000 pages.
Bhagavatam yra maža knyga, kurioje yra virš 10,000 puslapių.
There's another verse which is repeated in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yra dar vienas posmas, kuris yra pakartotas Bhagavatam.
It's the verse of, anyway, what is that now? It's the verse which is saying that the association, it's talking about the association of devotees.
Tai yra posmas, kuriame kalbama apie bendravimą atsidavusiųjų.
And yeah, that Anyway, there's a verse that's repeated, 4th canto and 8th canto.
Taigi yra posmas, kuris yra pakartotas ketvirtoje ir aštuntoje giesmėse.
Verbatim, there's maybe one or two words different.
Jie beveik vienodi, yra tik vienas ar du žodžiai, kurie skiriasi.
And it's emphasizing the association of pure devotees.
Ten yra pabrėžama tyros davusių bendravimą.
You know that verse?
Aš žinot, aš tarp.
I'd have to look it up. Anyway. So, but the point is that in this particular regard here, the point is that it was so unusual in those days for people to claim to be God.
Pagrindinis momentas ta, kad tais laikais buvo taip keista ir neįprasta, jei kas nors teigė esąs Dievas.
Nowadays it's not so rare.
Mūsų dienomis tai nėra taip reta.
At least particularly in India, it's very common.
Bet ypač Indijoje tai labai įprastas dalykas.
And in India, well, Prabhupada makes the point in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Prabhupada šitame Charitamritoje pabrėžė.
Srila Prabhupada makes the point that it is very, what would you say, you know, if you present yourself as an avatar, it can be very profitable for you.
Šita Prabhupada pabrėžė, kad jeigu jūs skelbsite esąs avataras, tai gali būti labai pelninga jums.
Because, you know, in India it's so common that people are looking for God.
Kadangi Indijoje tai įprasta tai, kad žmonės ieško Dievo.
It's far more common than anywhere else.
Yra žymiai labiau įprasta negu bet kur kitur.
So, if you present yourself as God and if you're able to sort of speak nicely.
Taigi, jeigu sakysite, kad esate Dievas ir sugebėsite gražiai kalbėti.
What to speak of if you can do some magical tricks.
Ką kalbėti, jeigu jūs mokėsite kokius nors magiškus trikus.
Oh, people will just be so happy to accept you as God.
Žmonės bus labai laimingi, priimdami jūs kaip Dievą.
Did any of you ever see Dira Shanta Maharaj do his magical tricks?
Ar jūs matėte Dira Shanta Maharaj, kaip jis daro savo magiškus trikus?
You saw? I saw. You saw? Oh, yeah, he's got some good tricks. I tell you, he'd do well in India.
Galiu pasakyti, kad jam gerai sektųsi Indijoje.
He would become, you know, such a popular avatar.
Jis taps labai populiarus avataras.
So if you can do a few things like this, you know, you're really going to be a winner.
Jeigu kažką tokio panašaus mokyti, tikrai jums pasiseksime.
Shri Shri Nitai Gaura Chandra Kija. Yeah. And so you'll get many followers.
Taigi jūs gausite daug pasiekėjų.
And they will give you money.
Jie jums duos pinigų.
And you will live very nicely.
Ir jūs gyvensite labai gražiai.
Yes. But you have to be expert enough.
Bet jūs turite būti pakankamai ekspertas.
It's a very competitive field.
Nes tai yra labai konkurencinga sritis.
Yes. And if you just haven't got the charisma or, you know, you're not so good at speaking sweetly.
Ir jeigu jūs neturite pakankamai charizmos arba nemokite pakankamai saldžiai ir gražiai kalbėti.
Or if your hair is not long enough.
Arba jeigu jūsų plaukai nėra pakankamai ilgi.
Yeah, you know. And your beard is not nice enough.
Ir barzda nepakankamai graži.
And if your magical tricks are not good enough.
Ir jeigu jūsų magiški triukai nėra pakankamai geri.
Then you'll get rejected.
Jūs tiesiog atmes.
So Prabhupada, so it's very competitive.
Taigi labai konkurencingas rytis.
And Prabhupada makes the point that because there's so many and it's such a big competition. So quite a few of them cannot become successful avatars.
Taigi, kadangi tai yra tokia kritinga sritis, Prabhupada pabrėžė, kad visai nemažai jų netampa sėkmingais avatarais.
So Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that therefore in some cities in India.
Taigi Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada sako, kad dėl tos priežasties kai kuriuose Indijos miestuose.
You will find unemployed avatars loitering on every street corner.
Jūs rasite bedarbius avatarus, reiškia, besibastančius kiekvienos gatvės pakampiuose.
You know, you don't find it in Lithuania.
Lietuvoje to nepamatysi.
You get a few in Russia.
Keli yra Rusijoje.
I'm not saying there's something wrong with the Russians, but
Lietuvoje kas blogai su Rusais.
Well, there's many things wrong with the Russians, but anyway.
Yra keli dalykai, daug dalykų, kas negerai su Rusais, bet
don't worry about it.
Ne, dar žiūrėkite dėl to per daug.
But in those days, it's like Shukadev Goswami couldn't believe it. He more or less repeats the verse that there was this crazy fellow named Pondraka.
Jis pakartoja kelis kartus posmą, kur buvo kalb, jis sako, kad buvo toks išprotėjęs žmogus vardu Pondraka.
And he was actually claiming to be Krishna.
Ir jis teigia esąs Krishna.
What on earth? Earth is going on. Yeah. So, okay, so, you know, like, Krishna fought many demons. Prabhupada describes just in the last chapter or last couple of chapters in the 10th canto, which he translated and commented on.
Prabhupada pamini paskutinėme ar keliose paskutiniuose 20 giesmės skyriuose, kuriuos jis išvertė ir komentavo.
Prabhupada makes the point there. He's talking about Krishna killing the demons in Vrindavan.
Prabhupada pabrėžė ten, jis kalba apie Krishnos, taip, kad Krishna žudė demonus Vrindavane.
And Prabhupada explains that every day when Krishna was herding the cows, at least two demons would come.
Ir Prabhupada pabrėžė, kad kiekvieną dieną, kai Krishna ganydavo karves, minimum bent jau du demonai ateidavo.
One would come sort of like midday 12:30.
Vienas ateidavo vidurdienį maždaug 12:30.
Krishna would fight him and kill him.
Krishna kovojo su juo ir nužudydavo jį.
And the cowherd boys would just be Haribol. But then they knew, now the demon is dead, now it's time for lunch.
Tada jie žinojo, kad štai va, demonas jau nužudytas, laikas pietums.
So then they'd have lunch. It was like an understanding. Demon comes, is killed, next lunch break.
Kai buvo kaip bendras jau supratimas, kad ateina demonas, nužudomas jis ir dabar jau bus pietų pertrauka.
Then another demon would come in the afternoon later, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock.
Sekantis demonas ateidavo po pietų, maždaug 4-5.
Big fight.
Didelė kova.
Cowherd boys, Haribol.
Piminukai, Haribol.
And then there was a sign, oh, time to go home.
Ir tada buvo ženklas, o, laikas eiti namo.
And Prabhupada explains it was arranged by Yoga Maya in this way.
Ir Prabhupada paaiškina, kad tai buvo surežisuota Yoga Mayos.
Every day at the same time.
Kiekvieną dieną, tuo pačiu metu.
Otherwise, Prabhupada explains, they would not have stopped for lunch.
Kitu būdu Prabhupada paaiškina, kad jie nesustotų pietums.
And they would never have gone home.
Jie niekada nebūtų grįžę namo.
They're just having too much fun with Krishna.
Tiesiog būtų buvę jam per daug smagu ir per daug džiaugsmo su Krishna.
Yes. And even on some occasions, a demon would come, a third demon, early in the morning.
Ir kartais trečias demonas ateidavo anksti ryte.
Vyomasura came early in the morning.
Vyomasura atėjo anksti ryte.
It was unusual, a bit unusual.
Buvo truputį neįprasta.
Normally there'd be a lunchtime demon and a late afternoon going home time demon.
Įprastai būdavo pietų metų demonas ir truputį po pietų ėjimo namo metu demonas.
Every day.
Kiekvieną dieną.
Every single day. So, yeah, okay. So you got all these demons means there were thousands of them.
Taigi, tai buvo tiek demonų, reiškia, kad tai buvo tūkstančiai jų.
None of them claimed to be God.
Ne vienas jų neteigė esąs Dievas.
Yeah. They were big, powerful demons.
Jie buvo dideli, galingi demonai.
Putana.
Putana.
Was a big, powerful Mataji.
Buvo labai didelė, galinga Mataji.
She was, what was she? She was, I think 12 kilometers tall.
Man atrodo, jeigu buvo 12 kilometrų ūgio.
And she just looked like a monster.
Ir atrodė kaip monstras.
She made, what, Frankenstein look like, you know, just a little boy, sort of funny little boy.
Frankenšteinas šalia jas atrodė tokis juokingas mažas berniukas.
She was just unbelievable.
Ji buvo netikėtina visi.
But she didn't claim to be God.
Bet vis tiek neteigė, kad buvo Dievas.
It's only Pondraka who's claiming to be God.
Tik tai Pondraka teigė, kad jis yra Dievas.
So for Krishna to have to fight a demon, that's not unusual.
Taigi, kad Krishna kovos su demonu, visai nėra neįprasta.
But for someone to come and confront Krishna and tell him, listen, I'm God and you are not.
Bet jei kas nors ateina ir pasako Krishna, paklausyk, aš esu Dievas, o tu ne.
That was just too unusual.
Tai buvo per daug neįprasta.
You know, a sort of related situation was there at the beginning or just before the beginning of the Brahma Vimohana Lila.
Brahma Vimohana Lilos pradžioje buvo panaši situacija.
All the Brijbasis were just so dedicated to Krishna.
Visi Brijbasi buvo taip atsidavę Krishnai.
Normally, they were just dealing with him like one of the village boys. Very special village boy, but still a village boy.
Labai ypatingų kaimo berniukų, bet vis tiek kaimo berniukų.
However, occasionally, Krishna would do something so superhuman that they would get the idea, wow, maybe he's God.
Bet kaip bebūtų, kartais Krishna atvydavo kažką tokio antžmogiško, kad jie pagalvodavo trumpai, gal Krishna yra Dievas.
It didn't happen often.
Tai nenutikdavo dažnai.
But it did happen sometime.
Bet kartais taip įvykdavo.
Mother Yashoda looked in, when Lord Balaram accused Krishna of eating dirt, Mother Yashoda looked in Krishna's mouth.
Kai viešpats Balaram apkaltino, kad Krishna valgė purvą, mama Yashoda pažiūrėjo jam į burnytę.
And she didn't see any dirt.
Ir ji ten nepamatė jokio purvo.
She saw the whole universe.
Ji pamatė visą visatą.
And then she just something happened. It was like, wow, he must be God.
Ir pas ją atėjo mintis, kad, wow, jis turbūt yra Dievas.
Because Garga Muni at the name-giving ceremony had not exactly said that he was God.
Nes Gargamonis per vardo įteikimo ceremoniją ne visai tiksliai pasakytis Dievas.
But maybe a demigod.
Bet galbūt pusdievis.
And he will be extraordinary, something like Narayan.
Jis bus išskirtinis, kažkas kaip Narayana.
So, you know, everyone was aware of these statements from Gargamuni.
Taigi visiem liko šitie Gargamonio teiginiai.
So sometimes when Krishna would do something superhuman, these thoughts would come back to them.
Tai kartais Krishna kažką atlikdavo labai antžmogiško, šitos mintis sugrįždavo žmonėm.
So, yeah, like that, at that time, Mother Yashoda thought, for a little while, just briefly, that maybe Krishna is God.
Taigi tuo metu mama Yashoda labai trumpai pamastė, kad galbūt Krishna yra Dievas.
She saw the whole universe in his mouth.
Ji pamatė visą visatą jo burnoje.
She saw herself in his mouth.
Ji pamatė pačią save ten.
Different planets are floating around.
Įvairias planetas
plūduriuojančias.
In his mouth.
Jo burnoje.
And she felt he was God.
Ir ji pajuto, kad jis yra Dievas.
But then she started looking in his beautiful little child's eyes.
Bet tada jinai pradėjo žiūrėti jo gražias vaikiškas akutes.
And her attraction to him as her little child started coming up again.
Ir jos potraukis jam kaip savo mažam vaikui vėl grįžinėjo.
And she went through a stage of having both ideas that he's my son and he's also possibly God.
Kad taip pat praėjo per būseną, kada abi idėjos, kad jis yra mano sūnus ir greičiausiai Dievas.
And just before she forgot about him possibly being God,
ir tik tai prieš pamirštant, kad jis galbūt yra Dievas,
she thought, you know, I'm a very fortunate woman.
Ji pamastė, žinote, aš labai sėkminga moteris.
How many women have God for their child?
Kiek daug moterų turi Dievą savo sūnumi?
Oh, it's really nice.
Tikrai puiku.
I'm just really happy.
Aš labai laiminga.
And then she forgot that he's God.
Ir tada jinai pamiršo, kad jis yra Dievas.
Yes. So, like this. So what we were saying though about Lord Brahma.
Taigi, jis kalbėjo apie viešpatį Brahmą.
Sometime, he was watching what was going on in Vraja. And he would see that sometimes some of the Brijbasis would think he was God, Krishna was God.
Taigi, viešpats Brahma stebėjo, kas vyksta Vrindavane, ir jis pastebėdavo, kad kartais kai kurie Brijbasiai trumpam pamastydavo, kad Krishna yra Dievas.
And Brahma took it so seriously.
Ir Brahma tai stipriai ir rimtai priėmė.
He personally intervened.
Kad jis asmeniškai įsikišo.
Here's someone who people are wrongly thinking is God.
Jis pasakė, kad čia yra kai kas, apie kurį žmonės neteisingai galvoja esą Dievu.
So even though I am the creator of the whole universe,
ir nors aš esu visos visatos kūrėjas,
I got so many big things to do.
Aš turiu tiek daug svarbių dalykų padaryti.
This is so bad.
Tai yra taip blogai.
He intervened.
Jis įsikišo.
He came down.
Jis nusileido.
And to teach Krishna a lesson, he stole all the cows, and the cowherd boy.
Ir pamokyti Krishna, jis pavogė visus veršelius, karves ir piminukus.
Yes. Just to address this point, that here is someone who is not God, he thought, but people are claiming he's God.
Tik pabrėžti tai, kad čia yra kai kas, kas nėra Dievas, kaip jis įmanė, bet žmonės laiko jį Dievu.
So like this, we get some perspective on just how extreme it is if people promote themselves as God or let themselves be promoted as God.
Taigi, tokiu būdu mes galime suprasti, kaip tai yra stipru ir netikėtina, jeigu kas nors teigia esas Dievas arba leidžia kitiem mąstyti apie juos, kad jie yra Dievas.
It's very serious. Like offense.
Tai yra labai, labai rimtas įžeidimas.
And therefore Krishna now he's going to just you're going to read tomorrow actually.
Ir jūs rytoj pasakysite, kad Krishna.
I shouldn't spoil the fun.
Aš jau nesugadinsiu to viso malonumo jum.
But you know, Krishna says, okay, listen, you want my four traditional symbols.
Tai Krishna sako, nori mano keturių tradicinių simbolių.
You know, lotus, club,
lotusas,
vėdas,
the chakra,
chakra,
and what's the other one?
Console.
Huh?
Console.
Oh, and the conch.
Kriokla.
Okay, sure, you can have them.
Žinoma, gali jos turėti.
Beginning with the chakra.
Pradedam nuo chakra.
You will have to catch it.
Tu turėsi ją pasigauti.
And of course, Pondraka thought, no problem, just, yeah, let me have the chakra. And Krishna said, yeah, okay, you got to catch it, though. And that was the end of
Pondraka.
He would not have made the Indian cricket team.
Jis nebūtų patekęs į Indijos kriketo komandą. Jis negalėjo to pagauti.
They couldn't catch it and his head got cut off.
Taigi jo galva nusirito.
And how do you say goodbye in Lithuanian?
Viso gero.
Huh?
Viso gero.
Viso gero, Pondraka.
Viso gero, Pondraka.
Viso gero. Wow. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Okay. Is there one question or comment?
Ar galbūt vienas klausimas ar komentaras?
Mataji, she's senior. Yes.
Kokia Pondrakos išvaizda buvo? Kokia forma jis priėmė?
What form did he have?
How did Pandurga look like?
He looked like Krishna.
Is it all like Krishna?
He prayed to Lord Shiva and got a blessing that he would look like Krishna. So he was sort of blackish blue in color.
Taigi jis buvo tokios Krishna spalvos.
But he didn't have four arms.
Bet jis neturėjo keturių rankų.
So he somehow or other, some arrangement was made that an extra two arms became attached.
Taigi vienaip ar kitaip jisai prisikabino dvi papildomas rankas.
Oh yeah. Well, he took himself very seriously.
Jis labai rimtai žiūrėjo į save.
Hare Krishna. Shiva Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
That's all.
Prasad.
Oh, Prasad.
Yes.